President-elect George W. Bush today named two cabinet members. He said he'll nominate former Peace Corps Director Elaine Chao to be Labor Secretary. She replaces Linda Chavez, who withdrew her name earlier this week. Bush also picked Robert Zoellick to be U.S. Trade Representative. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, Bush made the announcements as he defended two of his earlier choices who face growing opposition on Capitol Hill.
The president-elect appeared with his two nominees this afternoon at Transition Headquarters in Washington. He said Elaine Chao is a strong executive and someone who believes in the American dream because she lived it as an immigrant from Taiwan.
She came to America at the age of 8, not knowing a word of English. Her successful life gives eloquent testimony to the virtues of hard work and perseverance.
Chao served in Bush's father's administration as an official at the Transportation Department. Besides directing the Peace Corps, she headed the United Way of America. She's also married to Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Chao says she'll bring much of what she learned as a child to the job of Labor Secretary. She says her father held three jobs to make ends meet.
I will apply these lessons and principles to every aspect of the Department of Labor, as I myself labor to carry out President-elect Bush's vision for the working men and women of this country. A vision of an America, he mentioned, with a strong and productive workforce in which everyone can participate.
Chao was named only 2 days after Linda Chavez, Bush's first choice for the job, withdrew her name after it became known that she'd allowed an illegal immigrant to live in her home for 2 years. Labor groups also opposed Chavez because of her conservative views on such issues as affirmative action. Chao says she worked closely with both labor and business officials at United Way and that she looks forward to continuing the relationship. Bush says his choice for U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Zoellick, is a good negotiator and experienced public servant. Zoellick was a top aide to former Treasury Secretary James Baker during the Reagan administration. He also served under Baker at the State Department as Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs during Bush's father's administration. The president-elect says he'll keep the trade representative position as part of his cabinet because of the importance of trade issues. Most of the news conference, though, was devoted to two earlier nominees, John Ashcroft as Attorney General and Gail Norton as Interior Secretary. Liberal groups have mounted a major campaign against Ashcroft, in part because of his positions on abortion. Bush says he's confident the former senator will be confirmed.
This is a good man. He's got a good heart. And when people hear his record and see what he's done in public life and having been elected twice, or three different offices statewide in Missouri, they'll find him to be an accomplished, good American. And I'm confident he'll win the votes. And I'm not suggesting that the hearings are going to be, nice, smooth sailing for him. There's going to be a lot of tough questioning. But the tone of the questions is going to be up to the questioners.
Bush also says he stands behind Norton, whose positions on states' rights have drawn strong opposition from environmentalists. Yesterday, they revealed a speech she gave in 1996 in which she linked her support for states' rights to the Confederate cause. Bush says Norton's views have been distorted.
She in no way, shape, or form was talking about any value to slavery. And, what happens in this town is the voices of the special interests like to tear people down. That's just part of the process. I understand that.
The president-elect then headed back to Texas. He'll return to the nation's capital sometime next week. When he does, he'll be here to stay, at least for the next 4 years. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.